morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning to you, my friends. Hi, I'm Stacy Ann. We're together on this Memorial Day. Can you believe it? It's already the 25th day of May. Oh, boy. It's 7:06 in the morning, and if it's your birthday today, happy birthday to you. It's my friend Ty Featherstone's birthday. Yes, happy birthday to you, Ty. We've known each other many, many years. Ty will join us tomorrow for tomorrow's show. He is with the American Barber, and there's all kinds of things going on for barbers. And, of course, we know those working in the Glamour Studio downtown Salem. Many people are struggling to get their businesses back in line, and some states are better than others, but certainly right here in Salem, had an amazing weekend as things started to open up here in Marion and Polk County, and then we got word that Saturday as well, Clackamas County opened up, and we're still waiting on Multnomah and Washington counties. I don't even know if they've submitted a plan as of yet, but things are starting to look a little better for us here in Oregon, and I've had a chance over the weekend to talk to people in other states across the country where things are getting back to what we're calling abnormal, the new normal. I don't like that so much, but really with the masks and really connecting with people is a lot different these days as it was, you know, 90 days ago. And so we continue to get ourselves each and every day into maybe some sort of routine and see the light. And it helps when our weather is warming up, right? Did you take a peek at next week's weather forecast? Temperatures in the 70s. It's going to be beautiful today. It'll be nice in the 60s as well. And I hope you enjoy your Memorial Day today. We want to do a shout out as well to all of you that are graduating from high school or college. You know, we haven't had an opportunity to celebrate like we're used to celebrating with you this year, but I am so impressed with all the creative ways that families and schools, and I've been watching on Facebook and on Instagram, all the wonderful celebrations and ways that we can celebrate your success. So congratulations. If you are a parent of someone graduating this year, particularly this year, congratulations going out to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, and you can follow us along on Facebook at KSLM Radio and online. We're streaming at KSLM.news. We are news you can use here to encourage, educate, engage, and empower. And again, I want to remind you, if you have something going on in your community, something going on that you want us to know about to help share with others that's going on, I'd love to talk to you. You can send me an email, stacy@kslm.news. Our look at the regional news right now is brought to you by Bill Sunderland, Country Financial Sunderland Agency. You can get a hold of him at 503-885-0789. Well, you may have heard over the weekend the Baker County decision on the update. This is the decision that said that Governor Brown's overreach, you know, she extended it beyond the 28 days of the shutdown. This decision with the 10 churches and several businesses coming together saying, hey, that's overreach. You are beyond the Oregon Constitution. Well, that decision, there was an injunction put on by Baker County judge. Now, that decision went up to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court asked for information from both parties on Friday and over the weekend, made a judgment that now the judge out of Baker County needs to have his reasons and what his next plan is, either to vacate completely his judgment or give reason for his judgment and for the process to continue on. And so that is due tomorrow night by 5 p.m. from the judge out of Baker County. And then from there, we will proceed and see what's going on next. A wonderful update right on our Facebook page from Kevin Mannix. And of course, you can stay in tune to what's going on by getting a hold of commonsensefororegon.org. Go to that website and get all of the information. There is so much going on in Oregon and so many things that are stirring right now as far as upset people are upset. They're upset that their businesses aren't allowed to get going. Some businesses can, some can't, with tremendous, tremendous oversight and direction where, it's almost like these businesses that are opening, it feels like as we went out this weekend and we got to dine in a couple places and see businesses getting up and going again, there's a lot of fear now of these business owners of being, one, shut down again or doing it wrong and getting in trouble. And so we want to give grace and space to these business owners. I know we're upset because we've not enjoyed these businesses and haven't been able to go get our hair cut and things. But us being upset and then going into these businesses that have changed and getting upset at them, it's beyond their control. So we really need to have an attitude of space and grace when we're dealing with these businesses. I can't imagine what they've been going through the last few months. They've put everything on their line to even start a business, let alone now here they're under all this tremendous pressure. So we need to ramp up the prayers, keep people in our thoughts, and have an extra dose of kindness, I believe. We also need to be standing vigilant. As parents and as a grandparent, the things that have been affecting us as adults, we have that experience and those processes, but how are these impacting our children and our grandchildren this time? I saw a picture over the weekend of my daughter and her young family all masked up, and it just struck me. It was hard to see, actually. I'm thinking this is the world that my grandchildren are growing up in, and it saddens me to some extent. And yet then on the other hand, I hear that my grandmother, who's been in her assisted living home in South Dakota, locked in, not able to really connect with family. She's visually impaired. She can't hear very well. And so she's extremely isolated. She's healthy right now, but we can't go and connect with her. Her whole facility has been locked down. And I hear that there's now 2 cases in her facility after all of this time. These are things that make you go, right? So there's certainly a need, and we need to do our due diligence and stay protected and protect our most vulnerable. But at some point, when does the cure become worse than the threat of the disease? And one of the things I'm very concerned about, and our guest today that I'm going to bring on the air with us, is about parental rights. I'm concerned about parental rights as we move forward and we look at education. And of course, now that my kids are promoted and out of the house and raising their own families, it doesn't hit me directly, but it certainly makes me think about my grandkids. How about you? And I want to do a shout out to you parents who have been working from home, and you've been trying to stay on top of your kids' schoolwork, and all of that now is kind of coming to an end for now. But what's going to happen this next fall? Are the kids going to have to wear masks? Are they going to have to move the desk 6 feet apart? What about recess and playground and PE time and sports and all of those things? Do you wonder about any of these things? I think we've been so focused on getting through the moment, we haven't been thinking, what does this play out and look like in the future? Well, because of that and because of my activism, you would say, I'm very interested in parents' rights, and I'm very, very pleased and blessed to meet our guest today. Let me tell you a little bit about our guest today, and you may know her. She's been very active in the area, and it's a delight to have her in the studio today. She is very involved in parents' rights in education. Her name is Susan Gallagher. Her professional expertise is in marketing and marketing management. She has been a corporate executive and started a successful art and interior design business, Wall Design Diva, in 1994. In addition, she wrote and published 2 books, The Fine Art of Wall Design and More Than Prayer and a Vote. Susan's Republican Party leadership experience includes serving as a delegate and a vice chair of Washington County and the Oregon Republican Party chair in 2013. In 2004, she ran for the Oregon House, losing by a small margin. No one escapes the reality of life's challenges. In August of 2011, Susan was diagnosed with triple negative breast cancer. Her treatment included 4 months of aggressive chemotherapy, following by 3 surgeries. The loss of her hair, fingernails, and toenails were small inconveniences, reminding her of the most important priorities as she embarked on the 2012 Senate campaign. Only 3 weeks after the primary and 1 week after major surgery, she kicked off her general election campaign with a flash mob in Director Square, Portland, the day after the Rose Festival parade. 80 volunteers participated, and it appeared on television 5 times. During the early 1990s, public schools implemented the K-12 health curriculum to prevent AIDS, including lessons on condom use for 12-year-olds. Susan, president of the Oregon Eagle Forum, motivated hundreds of people to attend school board meetings defending parents' rights. She was also a citizen lobbyist in our state capitol and trained others to do the same. Why Parents' Rights in Education. Susan joined the You Choose an Issue Forum in 2009. She moderated the forums and gave talks about sexuality education in public schools. She met a teacher who wanted to form an organization and encouraged them all to call it Parents' Rights in Education. Later, she participated in creating videos which were used to expose the controversial adolescent sexuality conferences held at the Seaside Conference Center. When the group needed a director in 2018, she volunteered. Susan and her husband, Jack, have been married since 1971. They live in Tigard near their 3 grown children and 8 grandchildren. And I'm so glad to have you here in the studio with me. Thank you so much. You know, here's a little information. I, too, ran for the Senate.
You did?
In South Dakota. And I know what it's like. I know what it's like. I did not win. I know what it's like to get so many people involved and to feel called to that and gather and rally the support. And I'm thankful I did it. I was faithful to what I did. And you know that through that race, I got to know the other candidate who was a Republican. I challenged, which is like you're not supposed to do, right? You're not supposed to challenge another Republican. But no one had opposed him. He had been the chief of police for many, many years. No one ever opposed him. He was not being accessible to the people. People were going to him for information. He wasn't being accessible. And I thought, wow, people need a voice. They need a voice in their in their state capital. And so I did it. And through it, we became friends. We actually got to know each other, became friends. And then we had a voice. I still was able to help people have a voice to him. It made him
Wonderful. Work
for that office. So it's nice to
Wonderful.
See you today.
Well, thank
We've
you.
Talked on the phone. We have a lot in common. We're passionate grandmas, passionate mothers, yeah. passionate Oregonians ready to see parents empowered and engaged. Talk to me a little bit about the significance of today beyond, of course, Memorial Day, which we want to say thank you. Thank you to all of those that go before us who have served, and we want to honor them in memory. And I know I have a long heritage of people serving in my family, my granddad and my grandmother, and my dad was in Vietnam. And so it's important that we honor those in our family and remember.
Right, right. Well, my husband served in Vietnam, and we were married after he came back from his 1-year tour. And my father was with the Air Force, although it wasn't called the Air Force during World War II. It was part of the Army. But yes, he served, and so did my father-in-law. And yes, but it's, you know, when we think about Memorial Day, what we're doing right here this morning relates directly to that, because we have a responsibility, especially in this day and age, Stacey Ann. I see young people who think that they want to avoid politics, and especially in what I'm doing now with Parents' Rights in Education. The educational establishment, public schools, are a bureaucracy.
Right.
So,
and that's so important that we stay in tune and we keep them accountable. After this break, I'm going to get into some of the specifics and some of the threats that we're seeing with COVID-19 and why we need to alert people to get engaged. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this Monday and every day. We'll be back after this.
Hello, good morning, how you doing?
It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day.
Good morning, Salem. Glad to be along with you on this wonderful Monday, Memorial Day. Are you going to barbecue today? I think I'm going to go for a motorcycle ride. I think that'll be a fun way to celebrate Memorial Day. In fact, meeting some new friends, and we're going to go on some roads I don't think I've ever been on. If I have, it's been many, many years. And so, Susan, I was raised here in Oregon, went to school, moved here when I was 10, went to elementary school, then middle school, and then high school here. And I remember way back in the day, Planned Parenthood helping teach sex education in the 80s here. And I remember explicitly them teaching, and I've stated this all around. This is not new news, and I've stated this everywhere I've gone on the pro-life fronts, that they were teaching abortion as a form of birth control.
Oh, yes.
And I remember even in my young mind in high school thinking, there's just something not right
about this.
And so there is an important part parents need to play in being engaged in your child's education. And honestly, Susan, I've had parents say, having my kids at home and walking through what they're learning, I'm shocked. It's not, in my mind, back in the day when I went to school, it was math and writing and English and stuff. What is this that they're learning, you know? And so parents, their awareness, I think, because they've been schooling at home, is heightened. Talk to me a little bit of what's going on nationally on this very day.
Okay, on this day, and the reason that I'm here today is to encourage our citizens in the state of Oregon and all across the country to send a message to President Trump. This issue of parents' rights in the education system is national. It is, yes, it's in our state, but the money that is funding the promotion of CSE, which is Comprehensive Sexuality Education, SEL, Social Emotional Learning, which is another huge issue. We have information on all of these issues on our website, parentsrightsined.com. That money in the billions, tax dollars,
and this
is coming through the CDC. They are promoting Planned Parenthood, and not just in the United States, but internationally. Other countries are looking to us. I was just on the phone last night with a woman in Mexico. She's very concerned, and they're looking to the United States to take the lead on this. You've heard of the World Health Organization. You've heard of the UN. All of these big power bureaucracies are fueling what we are seeing that taking over our public schools today. And so we need to tweet President Trump. If you're on social media, please visit our Facebook page, Parents' Rights in Education, pretty straightforward, and look up the posts there. They explain to you specifically what we need you to do, and that is to tweet Facebook and Instagram President Trump with the message that we need your help in K through 12 public education. We need your help. And we talk about the fundamental rights of parents to raise their children, that it's under attack in America. Public schools are for everybody. And by law, all children in the United States have a right to a free K through 12 public education. But yet today, parents are unable to participate in their child's public school because controversial anti-parent policies undermine family values. And you go to your school board and you ask them if they support parents' rights, and they will point you to the teachers and say, well, you have the right to speak to the teachers, but not the right to come before our board because we're setting policy. I mean, that is in actuality what takes place. And I've spoken at many school board meetings in the last couple years and seen it in action. And even some of the conservative school boards, they don't understand the power that they have. And we discuss that. I don't necessarily want to go into that this morning. But we need to, get up to date with our civic opportunities, with our rights.
Yes.
And it does start with the school board. But today we want to tweet President Trump because we need his help. Okay? If he is willing to defund the World Health Organization,
right.
Any of us who have been tracking that, we're like, yay! And the World Health Organization is part of the UN. This is a push to sexualize children all over the world.
Well, and the reality is, over the last probably 12 years, and some of that even under Trump's administration, because you put bureaucrats that make policy, you know, we have the laws, those are the laws and set, you know, the guidelines, mm-hmm. but then you hire people to implement and to interpret what does that mean. And
right.
so when you think about the top levels of education, National Education Association, you talk, and every state has their own associations. What we don't understand, I think, at the local level, as we're getting our kids geared up and dropping them off to the school, mm-hmm. the math, writing, arithmetic, English, the mm-hmm. basics, the core, the preparing for life, and all those things we assume in our mind they are getting is not at all what they're getting.
Exactly. And unfortunately, on the West Coast, in the Ninth Circuit, we have another layer that has impeded parental rights. And that was a ruling called Fields versus Palmdale. And we have information about that on our website. But essentially what took place was an individual sued the local school district because they had concerns. This was, I think, in 2014. They had concerns about the sex ed. Mm. And so it did go to the Ninth Circuit, and the Ninth Circuit said, sorry, too bad for you. When you drop your child off at the schoolhouse door, you have nothing to say about the sexuality curriculum. So that was that. And unfortunately, a lot of other laws have been interpreted, even though they're not curriculum related, they use that particular ruling to push through other initiatives and agendas, mm-hmm. Pushing parents out of the picture and saying, no, sorry, no, you can't. So as a result, counselors are speaking to children behind their parents' backs. Mm-hmm. You're not brought in on it when you should be.
Oh, I had a situation with my foster daughter very similar to that, where the counselor was brought false information to my daughter, and it sent her in a complete tailspin. We can talk a little bit about that when we get back after this. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We're talking about parental rights and how you and I, even if we're grandmas, we can get involved, stand guard, help our children and our grandchildren by tweeting President Trump, hey, we need help with education in America. Please come and help. More after this, Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a good morning.
Good morning, Salem, together on this Memorial Day. Happy Memorial Day to you. What's your favorite grilling recipe? Oh, I love to marinate the steak beforehand, you know, get it all nice and seasoned up before throwing it on the grill. And I've learned to set my timer, actually. I set my timer on my phone because I like my steak a little medium rare, not overdone or overcooked or too hard to chew. And so I set that for the first side about 7 minutes, and then I flip them, and then the second side about 5 minutes. And it usually gets it kind of like I like it with the pre-seasoning. So there's a little tip for your grilling today if you haven't grilled steak. We are here together with Suzanne Gallagher. We're talking about parental rights, and so excited to be here with you, Susan. And we are really in a particularly urgent time right now. People are not aware. Talk to me a little bit about what you're seeing, what they're saying about fall with students, and why parents really need to be aware and engage about the CDC guidelines and some of the things that are going on.
Well, first of all, we need to remember that the school board has the capability and the power to set the policies for each school district. Although, during a time like this, there will be a tendency to take the directive from the Department of Education. And so the Department of Education is meeting, and they are, you know, analyzing all of their options for the school districts. And as far as I know, they haven't come out with any hard and fast rules.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I mean, it's going to depend on the counties. if you know, the governor is saying the counties can be open, if business mm-hmm. can go, you know, be back in business, well, the schools, I would think, would have a similar policy, not, you know, not as restrictive. The Tri-County area is probably going to have the greatest restriction.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm encouraging parents, don't take my word for it, but
right.
but know that these CDC guidelines are out there and that the state of Oregon is going to be paying close attention to them. And it is possible they could require students to wear a mask all day, for example. But as individuals, we need to, and parents, we need to be calling the school district and the Department of Education, our school board members, and letting them know. Email your school board members. You can mm-hmm. just, you know, craft an email and send it to everyone and say, for me and my family, this is going to work, but this will not work. Whatever it is, I trust parents. Mm-hmm. I trust their common sense,
right,
and knowing their own children. And I've been seeing on social media that they're very concerned about the mask requirement, especially grade school age kids. I mean, it's frightening to them. It's,
yes.
This is not their world. It's kind of frightening to me, actually.
When
I go into the store, I like to see people's smiling faces.
Me too.
And, you know, and actually, I don't wear a mask. Never have, never will.
Me
and yeah. Because I don't think it's very healthy. So there's that whole side of it too.
Right.
But, you know, every parent has to make that individual decision, but voice your opinions, please, to your school district, decision makers.
And most areas have some sort of accountability. Most school boards, most public meetings, there's public meetings, rules, and laws, or should be, in your state and your community, where anything that's decided upon that it has impact in government should have public access. I mean, I think
exactly.
in most cases, if there's something very internal that maybe is litigation mm-hmm. or whatever, they have to even vote to go into a private meeting, usually.
Yes.
And so
mm-hmm.
you should have access. And the point where you start getting denied or pushed off or belittled in a sense that you're the parent, it is your child. And us mama bears, us papa bears need to rise up, and we need to stand mm-hmm. guard, and we need to be aware. We need to ask plenty of questions. And the truth is, and let's just be real here, many of us have been so busy doing life, going to
exactly.
work, getting them to soccer practice, mm-hmm. All of the different things that are demanding to be a good parent, quote unquote, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
That being involved in the school part of it, the education part of it, maybe we haven't been so diligent. And mm-hmm. so they don't, sometimes I think they don't know how to respond to us, because it's like, we've been begging parents to get involved all these years and finally they're getting involved, but we don't know what to do with them. Do you see some
yes.
of that?
Yes, mm-hmm. of course.
Mm-hmm.
Parents still don't really know what their rights are.
Mm-hmm.
And they, if they're given the cold shoulder and told, no, this is, you know, this is the policy and you have to go along, that may not be true.
Mm.
So, you know, just because an administrator tells you that you don't have rights, that doesn't mean you don't have them.
Mm-hmm.
And we're learning that through this COVID process. I mean, it's fascinating.
Right.
People are, you know, they're saying, wait a minute, you're asking me to keep my business closed, lose my livelihood. So, you know, this is the way our country is designed.
Mm-hmm.
It is supposedly from the bottom up. But what has taken place is that it's become the top down.
Right.
And, you know, we have to push back on that, or we will be losing our liberties. But it's so wonderful to see so many people. Well, look at Timber Unity and, you know, all of the new activists. And
mm-hmm.
I consider the term activist to be a positive term.
Absolutely.
it used to be that was very negative, but I never considered it negative. I thought that was normal.
Right.
Yeah.
And I don't know, our phones aren't working very well today, but I'm going to try. I don't know if we have a caller on the line.
Oh, good.
Are you with me?
I'm with you.
Oh, good.
Yay, we
we yay, did Missy! It!
Yay, we didn't know. We're kind of going around our normal, what we normally do. We're so glad to have you on the air. Go ahead, Susan, tell us a little bit about.
Okay. So I met Missy through a national group. It's a coalition, basically, of similar groups. And we just hit it off. She and I think a lot the same, and that is that we don't want to be nipping at the tail of the snake.
Mm-hmm.
We want to cut the head off.
All right. So, Missy, talk to us. You've been listening to the conversation online. What would you like to share with our listeners this morning?
Well, I am so appreciative to be on your show today. And what I wanted to reinforce is not just that this is an experience with what you are having in Salem, this is an experience that is truly national. So when I had two students in our school district, we found that there was some overreach of parental rights. I did some investigating, followed the money trail, and discovered that in 2010, there was over $2 billion tax dollars allocated to the CDC. And it's not a government agency. This money is used for grants to be a springboard across the nation to implement comprehensive sexual health education in all school districts.
Wow.
And Suzanne and I visited this morning, and I think the most important thing for to drive home is where this is happening, so that if you have listeners outside of Oregon, that they may be able to take some action as well.
Oh, that's great.
And so here are some cities that are across the United States currently using your parents' tax dollars to do comprehensive sex ed. Boston, Massachusetts, Broward County, Florida, Chicago, Illinois, Cleveland, Ohio, the District of Columbia, Duval County, Florida, Fort Worth, Texas, Houston, Texas, Los Angeles, California, Miami-Dade County, Florida, New York, Oakland, California, Palm Beach County, Florida, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, San Diego, California, San Francisco, California, and Shelby County, Tennessee.
And when you say comprehensive sex education, let's dig into that a little bit. I mean, that's kind of a word people are almost immune to anymore. Talk to me a little bit about what that exactly means.
What they're doing is creating a standard of care and education for students in the public schools so that it will be consistently done. It will educate children and also create a process where the children will be able to access sexual health services like Planned Parenthood directly from schools.
Yes. That's getting digging a little deeper and making abnormal in our mind extra sexual activities that are not in my Christian worldview good for you or approved by God in a sense. They are almost highlighting and making that sound like it's normal, expected. Why not? In my understanding and what I have seen is that you're just a animal in a sense. Go with the flow and go explore. And I know in South Dakota, I ran a crisis pregnancy center for many years. And I know that many of the students in that time, there was all kinds of sexual transmitted diseases, which they're getting away from now. They say infections to make it sound, I think, not so bad. But because these kids were exploring and they were doing and it, and the root of it was encouraged through their sex education and through these groups, extracurricular groups, we used to call them. But now they're mainline within the school systems promoting this expression. Mm-hmm. Even now, the gender issue. What are you seeing in the gender issue?
Oh, my. Okay, I'm going to jump in here with that because literally within a month from when I took over this role about 2 years ago, I received a call from a mom in Iowa, and she was so distraught over the fact, well, I'll finish that later.
We'll go right into that after we get back.
Thank you.
Listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this Monday, Memorial Day, and every day. We'll be back after this.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. It's 7:50. Beautiful day. Beautiful Memorial Day. In fact, I think we're going to take a motorcycle ride today. That'll be fun. Going to join our friends Molly and Sunny and go for a ride to some covered bridges, I think, in the area. I know Marion County in this area is so absolutely beautiful, and had an opportunity to drive over to the coast yesterday and have a nice bowl of soup, which was fun. I think they called it seafood soup. They couldn't officially say chowder for whatever reason, but boy, it sure was good. We went over to Newport to Nye Beach, and that sure was fun. And, you know, friends, the fundamental rights of parents to raise their children is under attack in America, and our public schools are for everyone. And by law, all children in the U.S. have a right to a free K-12 public education. And yet today, parents are unable to participate in their child's public school because of controversial anti-parent policies that are undermining family values. And that's why we're here together today talking about that. Talk to us about specifically, again, this day and what we need to be doing.
Okie dokie. So today, we want to send a message to President Trump because, as we just discussed earlier, the money, billions of dollars, is being funneled through the CDC, and it is promoting the sexuality promotion, sexualizing children all across the country. So on Facebook, it's at Donald J. Trump. You need to look for that one because he has 27 million followers.
Oh, wow.
Oh my gosh. We need to at Donald J. Trump on Facebook. Okay. Lots of people are on Facebook. If you're on Twitter, that's even better. At Real Donald Trump. Instagram, the same thing. At Real Donald Trump. If you go on Facebook, you'll see there's artwork there. But if you'd like us to send you further information about this, we're happy to do it. You can go to our website. It's parentsrightsined.com. And just message us, give us a comment, and ask us to forward the information about the social media campaign. And then you want to add your hashtags. Now, hashtags, for those of us who haven't really, you know, been up on this, they are like gold. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. So we want the hashtag. We want the hashtags to be Restore Parents' Rights and hashtag Parents' Rights in Education. And any other hashtags you want to list on that, that's great too, because every time Real Donald Trump gets it, there'll be those hashtags, and then that'll come up on the internet. Mm-hmm. It just makes it even bigger. And, you know, I just can picture our president. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he's on the golf course today, but he's probably having a barbecue with his family or doing something, mm-hmm. hopefully recreational to a degree.
Right.
He's checking that Twitter, honey.
You know,
and
it.
He's going to see hashtag Restore Parents' Rights. Mm-hmm. Restore Parents' Rights. It is not a national issue. Have you heard any politician talking about that on the stump?
No.
No, not at all. They do not address K-12. And so it has to be a national issue. Same way, local. It's not really a local issue either. You know, in the state of Oregon, they're not talking about it. So I went to D.C. and I did meet with Greg Walden and talked to him about it last September. I said, you know, all this is going on. He said, well, you know, that's a state issue. That's the problem. Mm. They keep deflecting it back to the state, but the state is getting funding.
Right, from the feds.
From the feds.
So here's the follow the money as Missy. Missy, are you still on the line with us?
I am. There's a lot of feedback.
Yeah, a lot. You're hearing a lot of feedback. As far as follow the money, you had alluded to that it's so important that we follow the money. Do you have a lasting thought for our listeners?
Just to encourage the citizens to send a message, just like Suzanne said, that these are your own tax dollars being used with your children, potentially against what your personal beliefs are, mm-hmm. and that since we all have a right to have our children have a free education, that we should be able to have our voice to contact our local agencies and contact our local leadership and let them know what we think and potentially have an influence on our education of our children.
Thank you so much for your advocacy and standing up with parents and for what you're doing in Texas, I believe, right?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, and we'll look forward to talking to you again. Join us again, okay?
Thank you, I will. Yeah,
have a great day. So as we continue the conversation as far as getting engaged right here in our Pacific Northwest, is there groups meeting? Is there training? Sometimes it's hard. Is there Zoom meetings? Is there ways that people can get further engaged, volunteer?
Oh, yes, absolutely. So they need to go to our website and hit the Join Us tab and sign up. And send us a message, you know, write something about how you'd like to get involved with parents' rights. We are hosting a big event on October 3rd. So check that out on the homepage. Click on it and take a look. We have 4 national speakers at that event. Missy, who just spoke from Texas, is going to come, and she's going to talk about the CDC. Mm-hmm. We also have attorneys who are representing us in a lawsuit that started in Dallas, Oregon.
Wow.
And that had to do with a girl taking showers in the boys' locker room in Dallas, Oregon.
Oh, wow.
Yes. That's very, very exciting for us because it was turned down by the local judge, mm-hmm. okay, the district court. Then it went to the circuit court, the Ninth Circuit. Mm-hmm. It was turned down by the Ninth Circuit. And now we are petitioning the Supreme Court. So, and we have a fabulous litigator who is going to be heading that up and taking it to the Supreme Court. So that individual, her name is Bernadette Broyles Esquire. She will be also speaking at our event on October 3rd, and it will be held at the Shiloh at the Portland Airport. So we have limited seating. You need to make your reservations soon. Mm-hmm. This will draw from Washington State, Oregon State, and possibly California, because we're networking a lot with the California group now. And we have Walt Heyer, who's speaking. He's
good.
Amazing. Yes, you've heard of him.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't talk enough about it. It's going to be such an amazing day. We don't have any workshops, no breakout meetings. Everybody's going to hear everything. So very, very excited about that.
And it's valuable networking and opportunities to get trained up, like
exactly.
Boot camp, to know what to do. And you had mm-hmm. hit this on the first segment, how important it is that we get involved at the local level, that we talk to our board members, our elected board officials, that we get engaged in the committees, that we find out what's going mm-hmm. on in each of the schools, and we hold their feet to the fire. That's the beauty of local governments. And I know
exactly.
that we've been in the COVID-19 phase where everything's locked down. But there's Zoom meetings. They should be holding meetings that you can. And the beauty of that is you can go back and watch the recording of them and find out what they're right. saying and what they're planning on doing. And so I encourage our listeners to get engaged and get involved. Mm-hmm. Again, what is the website that they can go to?
The website is parents with an S, rights with an S, in ED.com.
I've enjoyed my time with you this morning.
Oh,
thank you for hanging out with me.
It
goes so fast every time. It's wonderful. We'll put links up on our Facebook and our website to the show. You can share with your friends and family.
Fantastic.
Let other people know. Friends, let your moms and your grandmas know it's time to step up. Let's protect our parental rights. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this Monday and every single day. Go out and have a wonderful Memorial Day. Grill that steak, whatever you're doing. Remember, you and I, over, around, under, or through, no matter what we're facing today, we are overcomers. Have a blessed day.